Unit 10. It's time for a story. Listening 10. Read and listen.
Double Trouble. Kalu and his wife, Zara, lived in a little hut on the side of a hill. They were very poor, and they didn't have money for food or clothes. They decided to grow some vegetables and sell them at the market. But they didn't have enough money to buy seeds or a spade. They only had Zara's gold necklace. Zara took off her necklace and gave it to Kalu. There were tears in her eyes. "Sell my necklace at the market," she said. "You can use the money to buy the things we need." So Kalu sold the necklace and bought some seeds and a spade. He came home and started to work. While he was digging, his spade hit something in the ground. It was a large pot. While Kalu was looking into the pot, a coin fell out of his pocket and landed in the pot. When Kalu tried to take his coin out of the pot, he couldn't believe his eyes. There were now two coins in the pot. Kalu called Zara and showed her the pot. "We're going to be rich," said Zara happily. Zara and Kalu put all their coins in the pot. Soon they had a small pile of coins. Zara jumped for joy. "Go and buy my necklace back," she told Kalu. "Buy us some food and new clothes too." Kalu went back to the market. He ran as fast as he could. While he was away, Zara put a potato into the pot. Then two potatoes, then four. When Kalu came home, Zara was sitting on a huge pile of potatoes. When she saw Kalu, she tried to climb down to greet him, but she slipped and fell into the pot. Kalu tried to pull her out, but he fell into the pot too. When Kalu and Zara climbed out of the pot, another Kalu and another Zara climbed out. "Oh no," said Kalu. "Now there are two Kalus and two Zaras. What are we going to do?" Kalu scratched his head, but Zara had an idea. "Let's build a hut like ours for our new friends," she said. "We'll make them a copy of everything in our hut." So Kalu built another hut on the other side of the hill. Then he and Zara put all of their things into the pot, so that the second Kalu and Zara had everything they needed. The two couples became friends. They weren't rich, but they were happy. Zara told Kalu to bury the pot deep in the ground. "That's a good idea," said Kalu. He smiled at Zara, and after that, they were never greedy again.